Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Shapur, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, as I told you during the COVID lockdown, I indulged myself with camgirls. You also know that I listened to another Manosphere content creator called Mr. Baruz Pakshir. He made an episode called Sex Migration. It is a concept similar to where people relocate to different parts of the world for better job opportunities, more affordable cost of living, and so forth. Now use the same analogy to travel to a place where it's less expensive to sleep with the ladies, legally. I'm currently flooding my brain with a dopamine rush, and have constantly been fapping off to videos of Hooters and VAG, and I can't focus on other things like producing instrumental videos for guitar. A few times during the lockdowns, I used money from my employment commission at the nudie bar, and now I want my money back. A couple of times I hit some strip club, and the idea wasn't mine. I used the money that the Employment Commission gave me during the pandemic, and now I want that back too, lol. It just left me thirstier than before, and made me crave for even more. At least touching and being with a real woman feels more real than camgirls. I like these sorts of clubs, but you will lose your hard-earned money, and in my case, my backup money. Obviously, this only happens if you're a pathetic modern man such as myself. But going to the nudie bar helped me a lot to relieve my addiction to camgirls. Everybody is now talking about AI girls. Here's a quote taken from Nomad Capitalist YouTube channel that says, "Go to where you're treated best." Obviously, not everyone can afford to go visit another country. Some of us are born to be potatoes, so they make French fries out of us. But seriously, have you looked at the prices of an airline ticket on Google? An airline ticket to Bogota, Colombia is only $300 from the place that I live in. What's your opinion on spending money this way to gain access to women abroad? I personally don't like to travel just to get bedroom fun time, but we can't ignore our needs either. After all, the mastermind said, suppression leads to depression. Expression leads to aggression. Sandman, why do I keep talking about girls? My understanding is that corporations just want us dumb, depressed, and deprived of our needs so they can keep going about their business and we work their awful jobs. Cheers. Well, Shapur, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I had to shorten it quite a bit, otherwise we'd be here until next week. Remember everything in moderation, including women. You're about to turn 40 years old. You gotta get your impulses under control or they will destroy your life. Sounds to me like you've got an addiction problem, my dude. Wouldn't it be better to work on curing your thirst instead of making it even worse by going to another country? In the last video I made for you, I gave you advice for your career. But what's the point if all you're doing is thinking of sticking it in a woman's rear? You wreck your future by spending your savings on slurs. You even spent the backup of your backup money. Previously, you told me how you were worried about how you're going to end up being homeless at 50. Some people, it seems, never learn until they hit rock bottom and their life ends there, or they just see how bad things are and they turn it around somehow. In your last video, you sounded desperate to have a bright future. In this video, it sounds like you're bargaining for boobies. I'll discuss more about how I think the geomaxing to have some woman touch your PP in Paraguay isn't worth it in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Chubby Gourmet. Chubby is a fellow MGTOW and has a YouTube channel where he travels all over the world to show you people's delicious recipes, as well as his own. Some of his dishes are simple to prepare and delicious, perfect for single males. We can now leave the washing of dishes for the females. My favorite video is called The Secret of Beautiful Breasts. No, not these breasts, but these ones. So what are you waiting for? Check out Chubby's YouTube channel in the description. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Shapur will end up being poor if he keeps paying for Poon Clown World Show. It sounds like a lot of your identity comes from paying for attention and validation from women. What use is all that career counseling advice that I gave you in the last video if you can't even control your schwing schwang? You're bargaining with yourself that it's all right. People say that guys are having problems with spicy content online. You, sir, sound like someone that has some serious addiction issues, and it's interfering with your life, your ability to work, and it's wrecking financial hell on your life as well. In the last video, you mentioned that you feared being homeless at 50. Going to the nudie bar is awful because it's like going to a restaurant and paying someone to dangle a steak in your face and then sending you home hungry. Going to another country, though, and paying for female attention and more is also awful. Sure, it's cheap, but is it really going to satisfy you? I don't think so. I think that the only thing that'll do that at this point is a long-term relationship where she gives it up to you on a regular basis. And maybe after 5 to 10 years of that, You finally had your fill. No pun intended. You'll definitely end up becoming homeless if you can't control yourself and hand over all your money to ETHOTS. Also, trading ETHOTS for pole dancing dames isn't exactly an improvement. Both are going to make you a broke bloke. Nor is traveling to another country where it's cheaper to get a better deal. You're like an addict that's discovered a different dealer on the other side of town that can get you a much better deal. And you're just trying to justify it to me. Back in the day, I was told that looking at fapping material was an addiction that I had by my girlfriend, even though it allowed me to last much longer during our hanky-panky. She got me to go to a sex therapist and he told me that I was addicted too. Clearly, I didn't have a problem if it didn't impact my personal life in a negative way, by destroying my relationship, or taking away my money and causing me to work less. What's 15 or 20 minutes of my day every second or third day or so? A woman takes an hour to get ready to go on the weekends, yet that's not called an addiction. As for my thoughts on geomaxing, yes, guys are getting thirsty, but many aren't like yourself looking for just action. Many guys also want to find a so-called loving wife or long-term relationship. That's probably what the other manosphere personality you were listening to is promoting. I gave you some decent career counseling, but you've got to find a decent sex therapist and work through your problem. You might think I'm being harsh, but a lot of guys are probably going to say the same thing to you. You're the type of guy that ETHOTS and working girls and foreign women just flock to. You're easily parted with your money, and they're taking your hard-earned cash and paying for their cosmetic surgeries, medication, legal or otherwise, and some are even using it to support their families. Do you really want to be their useful idiots? There's a good reason it's the oldest profession in the world, and that's because men can't control their urges, and there's not enough supply of women out there to meet the demand. I think that the thirst is getting worse. 10 years ago, when I started my bachelor journey, I went looking for working women online and they were charging $120 an hour. Today it's closer to $250 to $300. Plus there's way more women doing it these days. The reason they can charge more than double, even though the supply is even more, is because men are getting thirstier than ever. This is why I suggest to young guys to have a longer term relationship in their 20s, because if you don't, then when you get older you might feel like you missed out on having a party in your pants. And so you might try and make up for lost time and lost experiences by paying way too much for it later. It's also emotionally fulfilling when you're younger and in a relationship, and I can't explain how much that experience has mellowed me out, so I don't have to do the horizontal mambo anymore. I'm fine not doing it for the rest of my life. And on the other hand, Shapur, you're planning on how you can do it as cheaply as possible, as much as you can. You're even trying to justify it here to everyone. As Michael Jordan once said, stop it. Get some help. But I'm not smart enough to tell you how to get over your addiction. I've never really done any addiction counseling, even though I can be quite obsessive. One of the ways I've avoided addiction is by scaring myself of the consequences. You're already scaring yourself that you'll be homeless, and you're still falling for these sorts of behaviors. Something I learned that was valuable in cognitive behavioral therapy is that before you take action, there's a thought that leads to that action. Usually it's subconscious, so you're unaware of it. But if you stay lucid or alert and are aware of the thoughts and feelings that led you to take action by writing them down in a journal, then eventually you might be able to get to the point where you can identify your desires and stop acting on them. Geomaxing is just a reproductive or sexual release strategy for many. The foreign woman gets what she wants, which is your resources and attention, and you get your release. Another strategy I've done to avoid falling for women and being attracted enough to chase them is to reprogram my attraction. I find online content that's free and that I don't pay for. That is usually a story or comic that can't really exist in real life. And that's allowed me to stop being attracted to real women long enough when I meet them in public. What you find sexy can be subjective to your tastes. So maybe work on reprogramming your taste, Shapur. I just can't shake the feeling that you're just bargaining with yourself over your addiction and you just want to justify your behavior because it's affordable in another country. But I think you're just a meal ticket to the women overseas, and if you're regretting losing money to local women, then how do you think you'll feel years down the road when it's just foreign women making you poor? Maybe just think to yourself there are guys like Andrew Tate behind those women taking your money and then buying Bugattis with it. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Shapur for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Shapur is so frustrated that he needs to fly to Dubai or someplace else on the other side of the world so he can afford to release his sperm. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that have an addiction to women and won't acknowledge it and change their ways away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.